For decades, Dr. Larry Nassar sexually abused girls and young women. Much of that abuse happened while he worked as a sports physician at Michigan State University. He is now in prison. But MSU is still grappling with its failure to protect those women, to protect those girls. And that's led to a campus-wide examination of how MSU deals with issues of sexual violence. Among those leading the university response is Rebecca Campbell, an MSU psychology professor and a national sexual assault expert. Campbell chairs the university's Relationship Violence and Sexual Misconduct Expert Advisory Work Group. Stateside host Lester Graham spoke with Campbell about how MSU wants to change its response to sexual assault.
This work group that I just named, what was it asked to do?
We were asked by Interim President Engler to take a close look at what the university is doing in response to sexual assault. So what are we doing with investigations? What are we doing with victim services? And also what we could be doing to prevent sexual assault, to really increase the prevention programming on this campus.
So I saw in a Detroit News article that you've got three primary goals here: protecting patients, responding to sexual misconduct, as you just mentioned, and preventing abuse. So how do you go about those things alone, and where have you found the holes?
The good news is we're not doing it alone. Perhaps the most striking experience I've had in doing this work group has been the number of people on this campus who are dedicated to this issue, who want to help, who want to make change. It has been incredibly heartening to meet so many people, so many survivors as part of the MSU community who want to work on this. The work on patient safety is actually handled by folks in the medical schools and those who work with patient populations. My work group doesn't focus on that. We focus on the other two issues, which is responding to survivors and to work on prevention. So one of the first things we did was take a look at where is the university at right now and how this is organized. How do we do communication around this? Do we have sufficient staffing? And the answer to those questions was no, we do not have a well-organized system here. We're not clearly communicating with the MSU community, and we do not have anywhere near sufficient staffing levels for either services or prevention.
What kind of staffing increases have you recommended or have taken place?
They've actually taken place. One of the biggest changes we have now at MSU is a dedicated department for prevention. It's called Prevention, Outreach, and Education. Prior to that, we had one staff member and a cadre of amazing student peer leaders, peer educators, and they did a great job. But one staff member and a bunch of peer educators is not robust programming for a campus of this size. So the Prevention, Outreach, and Education Office was created to really ramp up our efforts around these topics. And we have hired six prevention specialists, so six people dedicated to education, outreach, and prevention programming, focusing on first and second years, focusing on graduate and professional students, focusing on particular populations, athletics, the Greek system, as well as focusing on faculty and staff.
Is this like holding workshops, or are these, I'm just trying to figure out how you approach that.
They are workshops. So a lot of prevention programming in U.S. universities is done online, which is a really efficient way to do it, but maybe isn't the best way to really engage the topic. So at MSU, our prevention programming has always been in person. Now with more staff and peer volunteers, we can do in-person prevention education, not just for our first-year students, but now also for the second-year students. And what that does is it creates, you know, small group discussion where you can really get into the issues and really talk in an open way and really start to learn more about these issues.
One of the things that would seem to be a really difficult task is changing culture at Michigan State University. There was a lot of, oh, he's a nice guy, don't worry about it. Oh, he's just kidding around, you know how he is, those kinds of things. How do you attack that?
It takes time. Part of it is the prevention education work of really dispelling myths about sexual assault and relationship violence, about who perpetrators are, who survivors are. The other way we do that is to have a much more robust investigation unit. And that is another change that we've made here, is drastically increasing the number of investigators so that reported cases can be more thoroughly investigated and more quickly investigated. And again, those types of sanctions also help change the culture.
This campus culture change, I mean, does this happen from bottom up, top down, or are you just going through a lot of strata at the same time?
At the same time, you have to use a lot of strategies. Culture change happens bottom up, and we see that with all of those peer educators. We see that with all the people who are stepping up to do public education campaigns, who are student activists, staff activists. We will have top-down change. We are searching for a new president. We have elections for the Board of Trustees. There will be top-down change as well.
I come into contact with MSU alum quite a bit. A number of them were appalled with what happened and some of the responses to what happened. Others feel like the media and people like you are overreacting and there was just too much made of this. And I'm wondering, how do you deal with the alum when there's such a divide between those who view the events one way and those who view it another way?
This institution went through a massive trauma. We had not just the trauma of hundreds of young girls and young women. We had an institutional level betrayal of people who take this issue seriously. So we have a lot of hurting people here. This institution cannot heal, cannot move forward until we center those voices and really hear their concerns and try to address them. So the common goal of helping MSU heal, helping us regain our stature in the state, in the nation, in the world, is part of this process of healing. And that means we have to center this experience for as long as it takes to create the kind of healing necessary.
I know you know there are going to be more predators. Some of them are going to be very charming. How can you make sure that everyone is aware that looking away is not an option anymore?
Yeah, looking away was never an option, but unfortunately, people were looking away. So one of the things that we're trying to do at MSU is really educate the entire MSU community where to go, what to do, to report, because it has been challenging for people to know, what do I do when somebody discloses? Who do I send them to? So as part of our efforts in trying to increase communication, streamlining services, we created the Know More campaign, which helps organize, synthesize the information of where to go. Where do people go to make a report? What's the process? Where do we go to connect survivors to services? And that has been incredibly well received by so many people in the MSU community saying, oh, now I get it. Now I understand where to go, what will happen. And I think that education campaign is critical.
Rebecca Campbell chairs Michigan State University's Relationship Violence and Sexual Misconduct Expert Advisory Work Group. Thanks for talking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.